You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh! It's the United's Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Oh! Jay Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's league match at Harrogate Town from Saturday afternoon.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly we'll be hearing how FC United got on in their Saturday league encounter against title-chasing Harrogate Town, but before that it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with transfer news, as FC United confirmed on Wednesday afternoon that the club had signed on loan for the remainder of the season Gerard Garner, a 20-year-old striker from Fleetwood Town. While Fleetwood Town fullback Luke Him has had his loan extended at FC United also to the end of the season. Elsewhere and in women's team news, details for the Manchester FA County Cup final have been revealed, and Luke Podmore's treble chasers will face Manchester Stingers in the final, which will take place on Friday the 13th of April at West Didsbury and Chorlton's Brookburn Road. And finally, FC United will host the club's fourth gala dinner on Friday the 18th of May, once again at the Midland Hotel in Manchester in support of the club's development fund. Guest speakers will be Manchester United legends Brian McClair and David May, with the event to be compared by Smug Roberts and Terry Christian. The event will be a formal bash and will include a three-course meal, music, entertainment and an auction, with some exciting acts to be announced in due course. Last year's hugely successful event raised over £20,000, and given the early interest, it's expected that this year's will top that amount. Book soon to avoid missing out. Prices for a table of 10 people are £1,250, with individual tickets available at £140. Tickets can be bought via the FCUM shop or by contacting Ruth Slater, 0161 769 2005. To the weekend's action now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travelled north to take on title-chasing Harrogate Town. It's now time to hand over to our FC Live team with all the action from Saturday afternoon at Wetherby Road.
Well, welcome everyone to Wetherby Road, the home of Harrogate Town.
Wetherby or not.
And it's now time for team news.
It's a bit smart.
Sorted the font out. Got a magnifying glass for that.
Team news.
Wow. There it is.
It's small.
Put it this way. I haven't got my glasses on, and therefore I can't see a bloody thing.
As an environmentalist, they could have put that on A5, let alone A4.
Right, yes. That's good. Well, we have got some form of team sheet.
I mean, the thing we have to say is about the team, there has been a couple of significant announcements when it comes to the squad in the last 24 hours or so.
We're milking this a bit, aren't we? We've not stopped talking about the big revelations and the big changes. Well, just get on with it, hurry up. Come on, we've got a game to get into.
Right, we do different mediums, yeah? We've done the YouTube, Facebook thing.
You are Derek Acora.
Now we're doing the FC Live, which goes out on the podcast. It's all, you know...
You're not Derek Acora, are you?
Luke Hyam.
Loads of mediums.
Luke Hyam is now on loan till the rest of the season. Thank you to Fleetwood. So we've now got the left-back situation sorted. That's because Corbett is injured, Logan is injured, and Walker is no longer with us. So
I think people have probably surmised that he's no longer with us, Walker. He's just got a call up for England C, together with also Gilly.
He has. That's Jason, not Adam. because Adam's no longer with us. Well, he's gone on Jewel Reg, hasn't he? To
be very careful
hide.
What you say about Jewel Reg under Tom.
Yes, and also gone out on Jewel Reg, Mr. Michael Jones and Tyrell Palmer. But as Tatum has proved, you can come back off Jewel Reg.
But they're all coming back. There's no way you put someone on a 2-year contract and then they just let them just stay at the likes of. Mosley, no disrespect to Mosley, because they're good quality players.
The other thing we have to say as well, and we've been touching upon this in previous STIs.
The FC buses have just arrived.
That's Tom's bus. Is the fact that, you know, we have been lacking goals. Jeff King is obviously on loan to us, but now he's joined by Gerard Gardner.
We are, yeah. By the way, just listening on the Costa del Sol loud and clear. That's Hirsty's mum and dad. Good afternoon to you.
9 and 10, start.
9 and 10, what, yes, 9 and 10 start? Well, they normally do.
Yeah, no, but in this particular case, it's Gardner and King.
Yes, you're talking about Jeff King and Gerald Garner. And
it's hard, though, isn't it, to
say Garner and King.
No, but they have to hit the ground running if we're going to get anything today.
Of course, that's the case. But, you know, you join a football club because you believe you've got talent. And we've seen it in these two players that there's something about them. So, therefore, they've got to link up both Scousers. So they'll understand each other perfectly. Where the rest of the team does, I'm not quite
They're
sure.
They're going to need a minibus soon. There's many of them.
There's four of them. Stroke five. But you've got a centre half midfield player who obviously talks their lingo as well. And you know, today is an opportunity. What? Oh yes, the samba beat of Harrogate. It's a well-known samba beat.
We should say Emily's here as well. Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hello, very well.
I'm sorry, everybody. By the way. The teams are about to make their way
out. Over to our expert commentary team anyway for this afternoon. This is FC Live brought to you by constructedcoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's Harrogate Town against FC United of Manchester. Here's Emily Maguire and Swampair.
Well, the game hasn't really settled yet, but as I say, this is a 3G pitch, very dissimilar to the Hyde pitch. This is a pitch really that you have to be used to. Opposed to, you can go to Hyde and you can play on that pitch. It's a great pitch at Hyde. Here, it's to give you an idea, I mean, they actually were watering it before the game extensively. As the ball now, far right hand side, has an opportunity. But A gets straight past FC United. It's going to be 1-0. And Jack Emmett there, he left Kay. Kay couldn't keep up with him, and no one else came across. And the early spoils on 7 minutes go to Harrogate. Well, that's poor defending, really. Kay lost his man.
Yeah, it's disappointing because I was just thinking that we're starting to match them, you know, in the midfield areas, closing down the space. But they found a lovely ball through, and the pace of Emmett was the key there. He's got through his man too easily, but once he has got past, there was only one answer, and Emmett was slotting that away.
Anyway, free kick to the home team, ball towards the back post, decent ball again, goes across everybody. And on the post, and a goal. Well, everyone waited with bated breath to see whether or not that was going away from goal, but it hit the inside of the post, bounced in, and again, FC United undone by a simple, simple, simple goal. That's a decent ball again. It's headed away by Irwin, picked up by Thompson at the edge of the area, plays it back to Leasley again. Leasley can't be afforded to put that ball into the penalty area, and it's dealt with well by FC United. But the first time shot comes in, 3-0. It just fell kindly out of nothing for George Thompson. He's hit it with a rocket, and it's into the back of the net. And again, unfortunately, on any other pitch, that's not going to happen, but it just rolled away. That is unfortunate, but what a finish.
It was a fantastic finish. We know what George Thompson can do, and he's had a few of them this year. He's reacted quickest as it's come. He's did it perfectly.
Welcome back to FC Live, brought to you by constructedcoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And the score here is FC United of Manchester trailing by 3-0 to the home side. Swampy, you've got a piece of correspondence coming?
We've got your very depressed Captain Killjoy here. I have just tuned in after having been in a meeting with some revolutionaries. Perhaps I'll switch and pretend today isn't happening. Depressed. Talk.
Now, thank you for that lead in there, Swampy. Much appreciated. Stato Paul's with us. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
So, Paul, we said coming into this game that we've never done well here.
It's
going to be a very tall order, this one. 3-0 down at half-time. It's not the best, is it?
I haven't heard the commentary, but all I can say is it may as well be three killjoys in Harrogate, Yorkshire.
Is there any way back from this, Paul?
No, none whatsoever. Unfortunately, Harrogate's pace and power is something we cannot handle whatsoever. And it's a rerun of previous games here, sadly. When FC have not got the ball, they look so vulnerable. When we've got the ball, we work good positions and then the final ball is often wasted. They work shooting positions.
Yeah.
The stats back this up incredibly. 13 goal attempts to 2. Now the possession stats are fairly equal, but their use of the ball is far better.
And that's the problem we've got. And the other thing is as well, we are coming into this game with players who haven't played together before. But that's the nature of the squad Tom Greaves has inherited. And you know, we've got to roll the dice. We've got Garner and King, and obviously the quality players are gonna blossom with a future career in the Football League, no doubt about it. But we've thrown them into this game. They've never played in an FC United shirt together. It's a tall ask, isn't it?
It is. Gerard Garner, we found out this morning, watched us from the Southport bench back in August at Hague Avenue. And for most of the first half, he was watching the game once more. To be fair to him, he wasn't brought into the game very often. He did get one goal attempt in. But it's been a big problem getting a good service up front. And as Emily and no doubt Swampy have pointed out, the number of times we've got into advanced positions, but we haven't got men forward in support. And that's the cautious element of the lineup, the shape.
What can you do though, Paul? I mean, if we do commit too many players forward, they're going to bite you, aren't they?
Well, they're already biting us. I mean, you know, this is almost a game where you could say, well, we're going to get beaten, but at least let's go down fighting. Let's push a few players forward and just see what happens.
Is that true, Swampy's with us? You could be Steve Wood today if you want. Now, on the MPL show this week, we were talking about Sutton Coldfield, who are currently bottom of the league, and the 3 points behind Hales Owen, but they've got a goal difference of minus 89, and you said that might as well be 3 points. I basically said to you, it doesn't quite work like that. But there is an element to this where, you know, we've got to keep the score down here, haven't we? Otherwise, the goal difference is going to start to really bite.
We have indeed, and the problem we've got... And I don't want to be disrespectful in any way, shape or form to what the lads have done already, but I don't think we've got a plan in this game. I don't think we've come into this game with a plan, and if we have, it went out the window within 3 minutes. We know the quality of this team. We know that Harrogate have scored, until today, 96 goals. So we've got to come into this game and defend with our lives against a really good team. But we came into the game as if it was any other team, and we hadn't done any homework, and we're going out to play a game where we can beat these. Well, we're not going to beat these. We're going to have to defend the first 20 minutes, defend with all your might, frustrate, but we've not. We're susceptible, and I think you're dead right. For me, the game plan from an FC perspective is very, very poor. We look like a team at sixes and sevens. See, when we've got the ball, we're not too bad.
Yeah.
But when we haven't got the ball, no one takes responsibility at all. Look at their number four skipper, Rockingham. He's everywhere. That's what Scott Kay should be doing today. He's got to be in the middle doing that as well, but it's not happening.
I think that a 3-0 down at half-time, it's damage limitation. But if we'd started the game on the front foot a bit more, who knows? But we started off cautious. And we allowed them to come on to us. And they took the early initiative, got the early goal, and never looked back.
So just for,
I don't agree with you. I don't think we did take a cautious approach. I think basically sixes and sevens affair. The goal was scrappy.
But in no way in that first half did we commit bodies forward at all.
No.
It was isolated.
You're right in that respect.
And that's the problem.
The goal kick was the biggest example, Ben, wasn't it? Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we just bring this back
to... I would so!
Can we not bring... Stop interrupting me, then. Can we not take this back to 2:30 this afternoon where, you know, we were saying... It's off air. It's a bonus game, this one, because it's not against Gainsborough. It's not the game against North Ferriby. This is not a banker in any way, shape, or form.
No, of course it's not. We know that.
I think it's a game for bankers, definitely, this one.
We certainly know it's not a bank. It was a game, but we don't have a shape. We don't work as a unit. We had a goal kick. And when that ball eventually went over the halfway line, there was two players from FC in it. The rest of them were running out still. And that shows, really, you get a free kick, you fill the midfield, you put the pressure on, and then you can move forward. But they get the ball and move it straight back. It could be five by now. There's a header that was gone amiss, and it was a better finish. The third goal was hit beautifully. It was a little bit of luck associated with it.
Wasn't it just a block that just flew in?
Well, no, the ball broke for him perfectly, and he just
take the opportunity. Yeah. Wasn't it a tackle, though, in a sense? Steve Irwin's foot, didn't
he? Took it off him. Yeah, but the problem is, this is the problem you've got, isn't it? You've got the likes of Steve Irwin overstretching at the back because we're stretched and we haven't got that cohesion.
Well, I'd just like to mention Steve Irwin. Irwin has not got to grips with this pitch at all. He's passing. You can see what he's trying to do, and if the passing came off, it would be a beautiful pass. But he's not got to grips with this surface, has he?
He's playing the Ossett Town surface.
He is.
But unfortunately,
Charleston.
Yeah. This is a no-grass pitch, and of course the ball, you can't play a pacey ball out wide because it just goes out.
Isn't that one of the other things that we've got here? We're playing a full-time team, top of the league, at their gaff, and they know this pitch inside out, and we just haven't got to grips with this game in any way, shape, or form.
So what you do is you do the basics right then, don't you? You make sure you defend resolutely. You don't give options. You don't give them easy options. You don't make it easy. You don't create space on their behalf. And that's what you need to do differently the second half.
Captain Killjoy's been in touch. I can't handle any more analysis. SCM Radio isn't cheering me up. I'm meeting some lefty fellow travellers at 4 p.m. The radio will be turned off.
Well,
for Rick Coleman
in Leicester, yes. Could we talk to Tom Greaves about playing a tight forward to feet passing game with a constant formation? The team is not working.
Well, isn't this the problem? And we've touched upon this already. Kieran Glynn gets the ball. He's doing a couple of touches, but then he's got three yellow shirts around him. And we can't.
He's not being given the time.
We haven't got any time to hold up the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, and as a unit, waste energy chances in the last third. Sorry, Rick.
Well, the other disappointment is whenever we get free kicks and corners, which it's probably our best chance today, set pieces, we're squandering them because we're not finding men either in the box or passing out wide or whatever. And this is our only opportunities, really, in this game to hurt them, set pieces. And we're not using them. And that's the kind of thing that you do on, you know, this is your training routine. You know, and we're just not profiting from them.
The other outlandish thing I'd just like to just say is, if FC United do get an early goal in this second half, do you see that happening? And that could change the game, couldn't it?
No.
Fair enough.
I think the only thing we can say is we might not be here next season.
Well,
one way or another.
Stato Paul, thank you for joining us.
FC ball, right-hand side. FC lose out. And seen in the ball, chipped down the left-hand side. Lovely ball to Emmett. Emmett now. Racky off the ball incident there. The ball comes across everyone, and that sums everything up. Racky was pushed off the ball, and the referee couldn't see it. The ball came across, no one there. S United's Sam Baird tries to clear his lines. It hits his goalkeeper, bounces back, and there is a Harrogate player just to kick it in from half a yard. But the referee completely and utterly. Completely didn't see that he pushed it. Thrown off the ball, Racky, when he was chasing back there. Referee not interested. And it's Thompson who gets his second there. But again, that's just a schoolboy.
Yeah, it is.
It's a free kick to the home team. The ball whipped towards the back post. Ball comes across. This could be five. It is five, straight for FC's goalkeeper, and five. Have a chance from grown men of easy, really. Just tell you exactly what it is all about. Simple passing for the home team. Thompson into the penalty area now. It's a good passage of play. He'll get the shot away if he can. And he's just dallying till he can get 5-6 there. Four for Thompson. Well, they allowed him, and you know what he's going to do. And if you don't close him down and you don't put a challenge in, then he's going to score. He's done that. It's 6-0. And well, they surpassed their record against FC.
I think you could see that coming because he was on his own entering the 18-yard box, and he shouldn't be allowed that space and time. And you could see him jinxing. In fact, Bowler's tried to stand him up best he could. He was he wasn't sure of putting a challenge in the, you know, in that area, but as soon as he got the ball in the box, I could see it going in.
George Thompson, the mighty vegan of Harrogate, with a Viking beard and a diet of plant-based food. And that, well, thankfully, has been... but Racky not happy, talking to his own players. Talking to Kingy. And FC United have massively been put to the sword. Much better performance all over the pitch by a much, much better FC... Harrogate team, a team full-time. But they clearly showed this afternoon. Never really at the races. Conceded on 6 minutes. And that was the start of the end, really, for FC United and Manchester. As some ridiculous music, ice hockey-esque, continues to play. I'm offering Nando's and sour cream. And Emily's offering a hot dog. Because that's what happens in Harrogate. Is that Belinda Carlisle? I mean, how to ruin a great song by a great artist.
They've just won 6-0. What are they doing?
No real consolation for FC fans that have been at this game and endured the last 90 minutes, or indeed those that have had to listen in, because it's been an abject performance. It's been, from start to finish, the best performance of the afternoon for me, in all fairness, with the physios from FC.
Yeah.
I thought they came on.
Job.
Did the job really well,
yep.
And they've gone off and that.
Professional.
Keep the head held high. The rest of them, very poor.
It's been poor. It's been disappointing. I think the first half had more promise than the second, which says a lot for FC. But you know, you can hope that they can do something about it and take on it into the next game and put everything right. It's not a place that we enjoy coming to.
Emily, it's about the basics of the game, though, isn't it?
It
you
is.
Know, when you haven't got the ball, you've got to be able to defend.
You've got to defend. You've got to work hard together, and you've got to. And it's that would have made a difference. It would have been the same scoreline.
I think it was naive. I think we were naive. Our tempo wasn't right. I think our shape was dreadful. I don't think we attacked with any numbers at all. We put in due pressure continuously on the back three, back five.
It happened all the time. You know, the difference when they took a goal kick, they were all in our half. When we took a goal kick, they were still in our half. You know, it's just that, you know, we defended too deeply. We didn't have anybody who really commanded and enforced anything from the players around them. And, you know, in possession, we were lucky if we had one option to play to.
There wasn't a leader out there.
No,
you know,
there was not
a leader at all out there. Irwin, yes, we know his final delivery for quite a lot of the game was overhit, and that was down to the pitch more than anything. But there was an urgency there from there. Was a bit
there
of
was.
Quarter from there.
It was.
I expect that from Scott Kane in a game like that, to nullify Rockingham or something like that, or Emmett, but they didn't do it.
No.
And he stayed, and he played for the 90 minutes, where Irwin, quite right, it comes off, and he's absolutely furious with coming off.
You would be, because he knows himself that, you know, everything that he put in, he was the only one. And for them to change him and take him off, it did nothing for the game. It made it worse. And I think the changes that were made needed to happen, apart from that one. You know, you needed to bring some more players in, and rightly so. And making three changes, yes, because we were going nowhere. But it was the choice of that third substitution. I don't understand it. No matter how much I look at it, no matter, you know, bringing Linfield on, he's a man with pace, and he works hard. He's got a great attitude. So yes, you need players like him on, but to replace. to replace the one player that's been putting as much effort in, working as hard, and trying to communicate and do the right things.
But what did he do? Okay.
Take him out.
He comes. Linfield came on against a team 4-0 down, a full-time team. And I'm just trying to know what he can offer you. If he's played out wide and then he's whipping the ball in and Greaves is there, but he didn't do any of that during the game.
But I mean, he wasn't helped to do any of that.
But he didn't seem to come on and have that role, i.e. get out wide
no,
and win the ball, and he was going through
the
middle.
And
this is the thing, I think, personally, for me, I think what we've done and what we're showing is naivety.
Yeah.
As
as a management team and as certain individual players. And what you need to do is you need the players to take that responsibility. There's a bit of that on the pitch and work. And they know now that, that some of them are old enough and good enough to talk and communicate. But the naivety, I think, the preparation for this game, I don't know whether we just took it as another game rather than against Harrogate. But for me, I think I talked to Paul and to Ben before the beginning of the game and also at half-time saying, you do your first 20 minutes is about defending against this team. They've scored 96 goals this season.
Yeah.
Don't go and match them.
No.
Just work as a unit. Keep it, yeah. keep it tight.
Yeah.
And we didn't. And that's the yeah. downside. And the game plan for me goes out the window. But was there a game plan? I'm going to ask that Tom whether there was a game plan, because I don't think there was.
No, I struggled to see it. And you're exactly right. And I mean, it was what we said. We wanted 15 minutes. If we could keep that for 15 minutes, we had a chance at the start. And what did they score early on? And but then we didn't really have an urgency to try and get back in and get something back. And yeah, it's a hard one.
There's a lot of answers, a lot of questions. We'll put them to the management team.
There's too many questions because it's something that I can't understand. I don't know why anybody would turn up and have that outlook. I thought, having had the history of coming here, we know what it's like. We always struggle, so it's about changing that tactic and having a look at, well, what did we do before? What do we need to do now? And I don't believe that we've done that. We haven't addressed anything.
I think you're right. Well, Emily, listen, as always, thank you very much for your concise, professional commentary. We'll see you back at Broadhurst Park in the next couple of weeks.
Good
luck tomorrow with your team
for
your playoffs, and hopefully you can get promoted into the National Leagues.
It's up into, yeah, we'll be in the Northern League. So
good luck for that.
And
as one professional leaves, one semi-professional enters the ring.
Just to add,
it's Stato Paul.
Chris has been in touch. Sounds like a match between teams two divisions apart. That Gainsborough match was the perfect ideal situation to try and bounce back from Telford. And because of a slight... I'm going to say what I said off air. You know, you're going to look at the league table tonight after this game, which was by no means a banker, and suddenly you're going to start panicking, when really we weren't going to get anything out of this game anyway. Paul?
I think, to be fair, I don't think hardly any FC fan came here this afternoon expecting us to get much from it. So a defeat is a bad thing. The nature of the defeat is more disturbing, as already been mentioned. It's the heaviest defeat in our history, and it's something we've got to bounce back very quickly from. How we do it with the resources we've got is going to be very difficult.
But it's Boston away next, isn't it?
Yeah, again, Boston have had a good run in recent weeks. They're another side full of confidence. And we've had mixed fortunes at Boston, but we've certainly got to be more solid and keep the ball better at Boston if we get absolutely anything out of it.
But this goes back to what I was just touching upon there, was that
we could lose at Boston, and then the league table looks even worse.
The experience side of things, okay? You and I know older head managers who would look at this game and they would have automatically already gone, this isn't important. The big games are the ones against Gainsborough, against games. And it's important now that we don't let this result and performance detract from what's coming forward.
Any manager would have come into this game thinking, yeah, it's going to be a very, very tough ask for us this afternoon, especially the way we've been performing recently. But what I'm expecting of my players this afternoon, just to get out there, put a shift in that really, really makes Harrogate have to work for it.
I understand what you're saying. That this performance has happened now. The important thing how you bounce back from it.
No, but the point. But we've not done that. No manager comes into this game and says, regardless, we're going to get beat today. You come into this game thinking it's going to be tough, but you want to put a performance in of some note and credibility. That has done nothing for us, regardless of whether we play Boston, Gainsborough, anyone else going forward, because it's the manner of the performance, as Paul says, that is the mighty blow there, because the performance is absolutely woeful. The manner of the performance is woeful. Now, the thing is, for me, we look naive on the pitch. When we've got the ball on occasion, we look pretty and we look good. But the problem is, when we haven't got the ball, we are with three sets of units on the pitch. Our defenders are by themselves, our midfielder by themselves, and they're by themselves. It's absolutely wrong.
Can we talk about the defenders? Because when we were talking about the man of the match, but we were talking, and
actually, the defenders, despite the remarkably, they've gone, you know, conceded six goals, but they've not necessarily had a bad game. The problem is that when they clear it, it's coming straight back all the time. And, you know, it, when it goes in midfield, it's being lost. And you know, the midfield can, when they do turn and face the Harrogate goal, there's not much to aim for, is there?
Well, yeah, I mean, what you've got to look at is...
The whole thing is not working, is it?
Why do the opposition win all the second balls? And that's, again, you go back to your shape, don't you?
Of course you do. Our shape was non-existent. When we had a goal kick in the first half, and quite a number of them, and the ball was going over players' heads who were actually running into the positions, and they're not even there. And therefore, the ball's coming straight back, and you're under pressure. The defence can only do so much. And for me, it's about shape, it's about balance, it's about working as a unit. We saw Kieran Glynn with some great moments in the game, but once he'd got past one, there was two players there around him, and he wasn't able to play a simple ball, left or right. He came off for the right reasons, because basically he would have got sent off, because he was frustrated. But for me, it's all about the manner of the performance. It's about, for me, it's naivety from a management team. It's massive amount of naivety on the football pitch, and you know we need to address that. Or you need someone with a bit of more experience, maybe helping out Tom, as far as I'm concerned, that can maybe just get on a phone to him, have a chat to him, talk to him about how you can approach the next few months of the season and stay focused, because he's new to it. And he doesn't know.
No, that's the point.
And the two lads.
That's the point I was making earlier, is the fact that, you know, you don't look at the league table now. It is the Boston game. You know, we've had better days at Boston than we've ever had here at Weatherby Road.
Yeah. Yeah. The two lads that he's got working is the management team. There's no experience there whatsoever. They're going to need, for me, some help. They're going to need a little bit of cutting, a little bit of something from someone, you know, someone in football that can come along and sit them down and have a chat to them and talk to them about games coming up and how to approach it and what to do, really, because, you know, it's new to them. And there's nothing, you know, I mean, we've got a management team of two people who have never been to 99.9% of these grounds, let alone managed or been involved. The work that they're doing on the training pitch and all that kind of stuff is fantastic, but you do need a little bit of experience and a little bit of help. And I would hope that the FC board, and especially the CEO, can offer that help if required, saying, look, do you want to speak to somebody? Do you want to bring someone in for just as a mentor, really, maybe for a month or so to help you out? Because that's what I'd be looking for. I'd be looking for a mentor, and I'd be saying, look, I need some help here. You know, we're working hard on the training pitch. We're doing our very best. We're going through a bit of a bad run. Can I turn to someone and say, can you give me some advice? Can you help me? You know, and come in and talk to the players about that and work together as a unit for a couple, for, you know, maybe just one night, you know, one training session. But to give them that help and experience, I think that's what they're going to need to get through. Because I think if we stay up, and that's if now, if we stay up, it's...
Well, we go back to the drawing board. The other problem we've got is, obviously, like today, we're having to put plasters all over the pitch, and you know, two young players, low knees playing up front. You know, goal scoring has been a problem, and it doesn't matter how good. This is the point I'm going to make. It doesn't matter how good those two individual players are. You can't expect them to hit the ground running at a full-time team who are going to give Salford the run for the money this season.
Well, they're top now, aren't they? After Salford not playing today, they've gone top.
Salford are the only team that have won here this season, just to put that in context.
Yeah, and listen, and as I say, we're not. You're right, though. We're going back to the players. I mean, yeah, but we are where we are. We've got who we've got, and that's why I do truly believe that we need maybe someone to help the guys out a little bit, because you know. It was all well and good. There was great results over Christmas period, and everyone's on a high. And now, you know, we need to know how we were winning games. And it was exuberance. It was quality. Teams couldn't really work us out. Didn't know what we were doing. We also had the likes of Walker. We had Joel Logan in that team as well. So there was lots of pace bombing up and down. And the good thing is they could both get back and defend as well. So the shape was a lot better. You know, now. We've got a new type of, not necessarily structure, but we've got new players in those positions, and we've got to make sure that we can help them, help ourselves, and let's utilise, you know, somebody else in football helping us out a little bit.
Well, Paul, well done, because you've answered Chris's point. How many times can you say bad day at the office? Other teams must have got something here.
Well, only one. There's one taking 3 points home.
And that's the context.
I also think that we have got the players to keep us up. I think we just need better organisation.
No, I tend to agree that the players are capable.
Well, they are. They've proved it.
Well, they are capable, but are they capable are they capable in a relegation battle?
And you know, we might have gone all over the place, but that's the key now. We are in a relegation fight, and I think everyone's aware of that at the club. But the games are there, the potential winning games are there to get us to the magic 50-point mark, I think you've called it. But it's important that, you know, there is no panic or anything like that or negativity creeps in. But it's about being focused enough on those games and to make sure that you put in performances in games where, you know, you might not have a chance, you get something out of it.
What we need to do is we need to give the support and the backing, and if we can, resources, which are very difficult for us to do so, to Tom. But if we can bring in and help him with a little bit of, you know, someone with a bit of nous, a bit of quality, you know, that can just give him a little bit of a help and sit them down, them players down, I think I'd also want a little bit more from my senior players within the team, and I class that now as a team skipper, who's only 26 years of age, but he is the team captain, and people like him and Hughesy have got the experience to be able to help the younger players in the team, Racky as well. We've got to sit down and discuss going forward. We knew today coming here was going to be tough. We knew today was going to be a situation where we weren't expecting to get really anything out of it. But the manner of the performance, and it's been the manner of the performances in the last month. It's the performances. Yeah. Telford was woeful, you know. Let's not forget that. So our last encounter was a very poor encounter. And we are not... I don't think we're taking what we're learning on the training ground into the games, because if they are, if what they're doing in training has been good, as they've said, it's certainly not being shown on the football pitch, because it looks like the three departments of the football pitch are being played by three individual departments opposed to being as a unit.
What sometimes tends to happen in these situations is that players call themselves a private meeting and have a private discussion about the way forward. And maybe that...
Well, that happened at Telford.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, just to say, we have been here before, I remember, I think we both did, didn't we? We did the interview with Margie after the last time we got a paste in here, and he said we've had a meeting.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
But often, so it must be a Harrogate thing, I don't know.
Yeah, but often players call a meeting without the manager. And
but the problem is the manager is a player.
Yeah, but he might have to sit it out, because maybe the rest of the squad have to address themselves first before the manager does the job. Well, they have to look at themselves.
Yeah, well, they do, yeah. I mean, everyone on that pitch yesterday going in half.
And this is where your captain, this is where your captain plays a part, who calls a meeting, rounds up his players and says, right, we're going to sort this out between us. We're going to help our manager sort this out.
Yeah, well, you would hope that you've, you know, I mean, as I remember Roy Sewell saying, you know, I pick 11 players on the pitch, that basically if I can turn around, I know they're not going to stab me in the back, and are they going to work for me and work for the club to make sure that we can stay up or we can get promoted? Or you got the players around you that you can trust that are actually going to do it for you, opposed to those individuals who may be there because they're individuals rather than players. So that's interesting, yeah.
Who's going to fight for this club in the remaining games of the season?
Exactly, yeah.
And who doesn't fancy it, basically?
Well, on that performance, 11 of them. All fancy it.
I do think that's harsh.
All fancy it, said.
All right, okay.
You see.
There's been a couple of all right sixes, let's say, performances. There has. Baird was good. Hughes was all right. Fagbola was all right. Yeah, he weren't playing players.
In fact, the back four, in fairness, worked the tripe out. And the thing is...
They'll probably say, where was the cover?
We can all say that, can't we? Because we've seen that today, because it was disjointed. There was no shape to it, and you know that is the downside. And but I think tactically we got it all wrong.
So,
but at the same token, we can address it now with a game away from home against Boston, and that will be that's going to be as tough as today.
So Tom, a big thank you for joining us, recording this on Sunday lunchtime, because obviously a lot to digest yesterday at the full time whistle. What's your take now, 20 odd hours after the final whistle?
Reflecting on the game, it's just not good enough. We were nowhere near yesterday, and that's not taking anything away from Harrogate. I thought they played very, very well. They got some really sticky goals, a little bit of luck on their side, but that seems to be the way it goes when you're at the top of the league, and when you're at the bottom, you don't get the rub of the green. So the lads are hurting today. They were hurting yesterday. They'll be hurting all week until we can go out on Saturday next week and hopefully put it right.
I mean, the trouble is I think there's only been Salford who've got anything at that ground this season when it comes to league games. It was going to be a tough game. What was your game plan going into that, and how quickly did that go out the window?
We went back to the 3-5-2, which we thought we were all more comfortable with, and we just wanted to stay in the game as long as possible. We know Harrogate have got a good form at home, and we know the qualities that they've got. Obviously after 4 or 5 minutes when they put the first one in, that kind of goes out the window, and you start chasing the game a little bit. 2 months ago, I don't think anybody would have been worried, but the table seems to have turned a little bit now, and there's a little bit of disbelief there when we do go goal down. I don't think many people believe that we can get back in the game, so we've got to rectify that this week. We've got to work on things going forward, and hopefully we've got 9 games to put it right in this division.
And at the moment, I'm purely going off forums here and that kind of thing. You know, there are the odd supporter heading for the panic buttons, and it is a very, very close thing down the bottom end of the table. There's not much separating 14th down to 20th in many respects. This game, it was a bit of a free hit, but to get beat by 6-0, how do you pick everyone up now, regardless of, you know, even if you expected anything from that game, you don't really want to be getting a pasting like that, do you?
No, not at all. It has hit us for six, so to speak. And it's going to be difficult to come back from that. But we have got some good characters in that dressing room. You don't become bad players overnight. I still believe in the lads, and I still believe we've got the right set of lads to get us out of trouble. So we've just got to pick ourselves up. We've got to work hard in training and just go again. Harrogate are a great side, and we probably won't come up against somebody as good as that again. We've just got to concentrate on ourselves at the minute. We can't worry about everybody else's results. We've got to try and put it right. We've not scored in 5 league games, which is a massive worry. But we have got lads in the team that can score goals. So it's just something at the minute that's not clicking. We look a little bit disjointed from front to back. And it's just something we'll be working on this week.
And that's what we picked up upon yesterday. I mean, Garner and King started for the first time together in an FC shirt. You could see the quality in the pair of them. There were glimpses of that. But there was a lot of occasions where they were isolated. So they did a couple of good things heading towards the byline. And there's not much coming from midfield, is there? I mean, how can we rectify that?
I think that was just the quality of Harrogate, to be fair, and the way that the midfielders were not on the ball as much as we'd hoped. So the likes of like Kieran and Stevie have gone looking for it. And then even when Kingy dropped into that number 10 role in the second half, he's gone very deep to try and get the ball. And players who have got their ability, like Kieran and Stevie and Kingy, who want to be on the ball, they're going to go try and look for it. And they've gone to try and look for it. And then that's caused problems, obviously. That's where the big gaps have come from. But yeah, it's a difficult one for Gerrard to come in on. Obviously, he's been judged now against the top side in the division. In parts, he did very, very well. In other parts, like you say, he looked a little bit isolated. So hopefully next week, we'll see him a lot more in training this week, and he'll be right for next week.
You've touched upon it there about the goal-scoring side of things, and I think we've said on FC Live, it's not just down to the strikers to get goals. You'd expect midfielders to get goals too. You've had goal droughts in your career, and you quickly got over them. How much of that experience are you able to share with the young strikers we've got, as well as the midfielders we've got?
Yeah, definitely. I did mention it in the dressing room last week. I've personally gone on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, probably 10 games without scoring a goal, and then I'll go on a run of getting six goals in 3 games. So it can change so quickly. It might be a big tackle next week that gets us all riled up, and something that just injects something into it. It might be a scruffy goal that comes off somebody's backside. Anything, literally, something will change for us, and our luck will start going for us again. And I'm confident that with the lads that we've got, that we'll turn it around and we'll be fine.
Now, it's Boston away this coming weekend. This is what we were talking about earlier. Boston United in 14th position. We're in 19th. We're only separated by 2 points. This is a big game. Our away form, though, isn't the best, as you know, Tom. We've had some good games at Boston, and you've had some good games at Boston as well. I think of the one a couple of years back. 3-2, I think it was. How are we shaping up going into this one with the squad and what are you going to be working on to compete with Boston this weekend?
So we'll be working on the shape again. Obviously, we've not played that shape for a long time. So we'll be working on that. We'll obviously try and have a plan B as well if things are not going very well. I think, obviously, yesterday, Harrogate being a full-time, they looked a lot fitter than us. So you've got to throw a little bit of old-school run in there as well. But more than anything at the minute, we need to work on our team morale. We just seem to have the belief in themselves, just don't seem to be there a little bit. And you can see that on the pitch. They don't seem to be that fire in the bellies at the minute. And that's something that all I'll ask for them is giving 110% and just playing for the badge. So I need to get that back across to them and rectify that. And going into the Boston game, we need to turn that round. And it's not just the poor run of games, it's the poor run away from home, and you can't stay in this league if you don't pick up points away from home. So it's something that we'll be putting across to the lads, and hopefully next week we'll be all right and we'll be having a different conversation.
Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us, and you have a good week.
And you too. Thanks, Ben.
FC United manager Tom Greaves there speaking to Ben on Sunday afternoon following FC United's 6-0 defeat to Harrogate Town on Saturday. To find out now where that result leaves FC United in the league table and for all the other results from Saturday afternoon in the National League North, it's over to Marv Willis for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers, and hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Well, that 6-0 defeat for the Reds means that Tom Greaves' side are now 1 point above the drop zone, having played games more than the teams around the Reds in the lower half of the table. That said, some of those teams also dropped points on Saturday. On the same number of points as FC, we have Tamworth, who have also played 33 games. They lost 3-0 at Southport. Curzon Ashton, same number of points as FC, but with a game in hand. They lost 1-0 at Darlington. Alfreton are now 1 point ahead of FC, having played the same number of games following a 3-3 draw at Bradford Park Avenue. Next opponents for FC, Boston United, they lost 1-0 at York City, leaving the Pilgrims 2 points ahead of FC with 3 games in hand. It was a good afternoon, though, for Gainsborough, who've come back into the survivor race now following an excellent 1-0 win against Kidderminster Harriers. There were two other games on Saturday. North Ferriby drew 2-2 with Nuneaton, while Stockport County lost 1-0 at home to Brackley Town. And that concludes this week's edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Good luck, everybody. Farewell.
FC United returned to action this weekend with a crucial away match against fellow relegation-threatened Boston United. The address to the ground is York Street, Boston, Lincolnshire, PE216JN. That's York Street, PE216JN. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on www.fcumradio.co.uk on Saturday from 2:30 p.m. on your very own FCUM Radio. And that's the end of This Club Is Michael for this week. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.